A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You've heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head. You cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is to the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, when we say something, we must mean it. And if we say that we're Catholic, we must live that out in our faith. It's very easy for all of us to say, "Of course I'm Catholic." But as soon as we leave Mass, we give the gossip to the greatest thing at the moment, right? Or we're not kind to each other. Or we're not charitable to each other. The devil is in the lukewarm. If we sit back and do nothing, don't put our faith into action, we're not a voice for the vulnerable, that we are part of the problem. And our gospel this morning is a reminder, be proud to be Catholic. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ is the greatest title any of us will ever have. And because we belong to him, it's our job to set the world on fire by the way we live our life and the way we live out our Catholic faith. So this morning you're saying, "Yes, Lord, I do believe." That's why you're here this morning. But just a reminder that we have to say "Yes, Lord" also at 11 a.m. today too, okay? And 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. and the list could go on and on. So our Lord is asking us today, do you choose to follow him? And you're saying yes. So let us truly mean that today, by how we live out our life. The worst form of Catholicism is lukewarm Catholicism, where we sit back and do nothing. I want you to be so passionate about your faith that when you get to heaven, Jesus goes, "Okay, you get to fast track right in, all right?" So let's pray this morning that we will not be afraid to live out our faith publicly, and that we will say yes to Jesus always. Amen.
Amen.